I think you might have a little bit of my question. So we were at a church for a very long time, about 16 years, almost 17 years. We're now at a new church. We were basically slandered from the pastor at our other place. So my question to you is, you know, I'm trying to learn. I mean, we were in a place for so long. We really thought that we were going to be there our lives, obviously. And now I'm kind of looking, and the more I talk and I ask other places, because, you know, it's one of these things when you get kind of really hit hard in a church, you don't ever want to go back. So I'm like, okay, now we're in a place, but would it be suggested that we talk with our current pastor about some of the things that we're maybe still struggling with or questions that we have? Because, you know, the church structure was such that we came from, there was no church structure. There was only one person in charge of everything, and it had been that way for the entire time we were there. So, you know, I'm trying to learn, okay, you know, you're supposed to be submissive to all of your leaders, but I'm thinking that there was kind of an abuse of authority in that kind of situation, and it makes me kind of apprehensive. Sometimes people are saying, well, just let it go and let God deal with it. But I just think that we need to bring it up to where we are now.
Now, the reason you want to talk to the new pastor about it is to make sure that they don't have that same kind of leadership structure. Is that what you're trying to find out? Or why exactly? What are you trying to get from them? What kind of reassurance?
Well, some of that. But I mean, I think I can learn some of that without letting them know any of our issues that we had gone through. But I think just would it help us with trust? Would it help us with healing? Would it help us be able to move on from what we had experienced? You know, I'm just asking if that's a good thing, or because sometimes other things I listen to or talk to when I talk to people, they just say, well, no, you don't say anything. You just let God take care of it. So I don't know if that's What is biblical? What is pleasing to God?
So, Phil Metzger, if somebody came to your church, they're new at your church, and they had a bad experience at a previous church, what would you want to hear this, and how would you be able to help?
It's such a good question. Thanks, Lisa, for calling in on that too, because, you know, I'm a believer in, I like hearing from people and kind of where they've been coming from, just in life in general. It's super helpful. It's really, really helpful. I would suggest this though. It really depends on how long you've been at the new church as well. Sometimes people will come in and want me to, they've been there 1 week and they want me to know their whole story. And I'm not convinced they're actually going to be here for more than 1 week, if I'm honest. They want me to hear their whole story, but they're not even planning on coming back. And it's like, gosh, you know, or it might, you know, until you know the people at the new church, and you may not be this, but it could come across as kind of defensive or trying to prove yourself, which is what you're trying to avoid. But your perspective and your heart to be understood. And so, like, as a pastor, I love knowing where people are coming from. It helps me to know how to help, you know? I mean, I feel at a deficit. And if somebody would give me that kind of information, it would really be helpful. So I can see it being very, very useful. I would definitely suggest that you give it some time. Make sure that that's a church you really want to be at. You won't know that in 1, 2, 3 weeks. You may need to be there for several months. Maybe you already have, so apologies if you have. But I'm definitely... I usually get people's life stories, and then they don't come back. They don't make the church their church. It would be great if, like, you say, I am in my church, and now I want people to know. So I'd give it some time.
Okay. Brian?
Yeah, I just second what Phil is saying there. And I do think that time will help you to maybe get a clearer perspective on where you've been. So when you actually come to the moment of talking about the past, you have even more clarity on it. And it will also give you a chance to develop a rapport with the leadership and a sense of confidence. And I think it'll help you determine, do you want to share these things with these people? You know, if you do it prematurely, you might regret that later. Like, oh, gosh, why did we even bring that up or talk about that? And, you know, sometimes people can be misunderstood, and sometimes, you know, pastors can read things into things. Like, I'm not saying that they would do this at all, but, you know, this has happened. I've seen this plenty of times. You hear somebody's story, and then you're like, oh, no, these people might be troublemakers. So then you kind of develop a preconceived idea about what they might be like. So I think all of that to say, I think Phil's advice is great advice. Just give it some time and no rush. Just settle in, if this is the place that is going to be your new home, let God minister to you through the ministry there, and then you'll know when the time is right.
That's very candid from both you and Phil to admit that, you know, these kind of thoughts do go through the mind of a pastor, mm-hmm. that, you know, this person's going to be trouble. They're going to be, if they don't get their way, they're going to leave. And again, not saying that Lisa's doing this, but just the idea that we're just kind of arming Lisa, that careful how you approach it, because this is how it could be misconstrued, that you're getting defensive. You're trying to show your side of the story. This is what really happened when, you know. But yeah. Any other thoughts, Phil Metzger?
I was going to say, you know, I know Brian's been doing this a long time, longer than me, but, you know, you can almost tell these days, can't you, Brian, when somebody comes up and is like, they want to share their story, there is some, you know, some people you just go, yeah, there's a lot of humility there. And you just know this is meant to be a helpful thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Others, you kind of do have a little bit of an on guard. You're like, oh gosh, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
So Lisa sounded like a super humble, gracious kind of a person. And you know, she's got to make sure this is her church.
Yeah.
You really, really got to make sure it's your church, you know? Gosh. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, thank you for calling us today here on Pastor's Perspective. And that is all the time that we have. If we couldn't get to you today, Justin, Karen, everyone else, call us back tomorrow. We will be here from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time to talk to you. You can also send in your questions online on Facebook or Instagram. Use the Pastor's Perspective Facebook or Instagram, instant messenger, direct message, whatever it's called. Or go to our flagship radio station's website, kwave.com. Look for the Pastor's Perspective page. Fill out the form, submit it. We'll get it. And we just might read it on the radio. But if you call us, we will definitely try to talk to you here on Pastor's Perspective, sponsored by Biola University, ranked as the most comprehensively Christian university in North America.
Equipping the saints with sound biblical instruction. This is K-Wave 107.9.